Davis back in, McDonald back in, Rossum and Pete Johnson. Dixie losing the battle of the boards this second half. Had them for a while, and that's what brought Dixie back in. But it's been the key of the boards tonight. Newman to shoot a couple of shots. First one, no good, off to the left. Newman 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Only 8 points on the night. 83-69, and Dixie's done a much better job on Newman. Second shot up, and good. And Newman. Into the lineup comes Collins. Going out is Eric Newman. Newman goes out with a fine hand. CSI has one more league game after tonight. Timeout with 9:15 left in the game. 84-69, CSI back after this.
Newby Holt Oil Company has...
9:15 left in the ball game. It's 84-69 CSI, and the run midway through the first half has been the difference as far as scoring. The board strength during that run where CSI just dominated the board, that was the difference. And when Dixie made the run in the second half, it was the strong board work of Dixie that got the Rebels back in the game. And then when CSI took the boards back, that got the momentum right back. Dixie with the basketball in backcourt, and CSI will put a little pressure on. But Dixie has put the 2-6-8 kids back in. Roger McDonald playing with four personals. Steve Andrus into the lineup again. Andrus has not really had that good a night. Hopkins into the forecourt, giving Ross a breather. Johnson underneath, it goes to Andrus. Andrus, bank shot, no good. Went to the basket, laid it up, and it did not go. Andrus against Revnik. Had the shot roll in and roll out. CSI in forecourt. Reynolds, at the point it goes to Collins. Collins looks for help against Rossum. Out in front to Reynolds. Right side baseline, it goes to Gomez. Gomez over McDonald. Good, and Gomez. 16, 18 points on the night. Makes it a 17-point lead again, 86-69. Hopkins at the baseline, pulls up, dishes the ball out in front. CSI steals it. Hop Jackson to Collins. Travel call on Collins. Dixie just throwing the ball away. Looking similar to the BYU game, and suddenly everything coming out apart. 86-69, Dixie down by 17 and on the verge of being blown right out of the ball game. We'll have to come back here in 2 weeks. And if they expect to get to Hutchinson, we'll have to win against CSI or the team that beat CSI. Peter Johnson underneath, it goes to Andrus, lays it up, no good, and the foul will go to Gomez. Andrus missed the layup. Now we'll shoot free throw. 86-69, CSI out in front. And Steve Andrus is not shooting with concentration. There's no question about it. Had two layups around Drevnik and couldn't hit him. Andrus, 3 for 4. 8:20 left in the game. Andrus shot up, soft, not enough. Dixie now is 11 for 18 on the night. Baldmo into the lineup. Pete Johnson to take a breather. Andrus, second shot up, soft, not enough. Andrus. Now 3 for 6 on the night. Dixie a chance to bring it back closer and could not take advantage of it. CSI to Keith Jackson. Gomez, Steve Jackson with the basketball. Back to Gomez. Let go from 3-point range. No good. Rebound. They call a foul on Keith Reynolds as the long rebound came back to McDonald. Keith Reynolds with his second personal. That should be the 15th foul. It's out of bounds to Dixie. 16th foul. Fifth or sixth? Sixth. So Dixie will shoot 1-1 the rest of the night. 8:03 left in the game, and Dixie has to make a run at the end. Palma looks for help. Hitting bounds to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins with the basketball. Dixie's offense has suddenly gone to smithereens. Quint Rossum, 3-point attempt. Up, good. Quint Rossum again. 5 3-pointers on the night. Brings it back within 14, 86-72. Gomez, who can shoot that 3-pointer and has done so against McDonald. Gomez, down the sidelines, pass stolen. Baldmo to McDonald, back to Baldmo. Lays it up and in, and Dave Baldmo with the basket. Gomez threw it away, and Baldmo got the steal. Back within 12, 86-74. Can Dixie make the run? Jackson against Hopkins. Double team pass comes into the forecourt to Collins. To the baseline to Gomez. Shovels back to Collins. Shot blocked by Andrus. Can Rossum save it? No, out of bounds to CSI. Joey Johnson back in, replacing Collins. Eric Newman back in, replacing Reynolds. And it will be nose-to-nose going down the wire. 7:21 left in the game. Dixie trying to get back in the game, trailing by 12. Inbounds comes to Jackson. Jackson against Hopkins at the angle to Drevnik. Drevnik against Andrus. Clears it out in front at the right side to Jackson in three-point territory. Jackson looking across the defense, gets it to Eric Newman. Newman against Baldwin. Newman, shovel pass comes out in front to Drevnik. Drevnik down the sidelines to Gomez. Give it go to Drevnik. At the baseline, leans in. Bank shot, no good. There will be a foul. Is it on McDonald or is it on Baldwin? It was on McDonald at 5. It is on, says 4-5. There is not a 45 in there. Is it on McDonald or is it on, it's on 4-0? It's on Andrus. Break for Dixon. Dave Andrus with his third personal foul. And that's what happened to our stray foul earlier. At the free throw line, Drevnik, who is 1-for-1 on the night. CSI, 4-for-6 in the second half. Correction, 5-for-7. Leads by 12, 86-74 with 7:01 left in the game. Drevnik, shot up, no good. Drevnik, 13 second half points, 15 on the night. And the young man who came from Lamar University and will be headed to the University of Houston after this season gets his 14th point in this half. Back to a 13-point advantage, 87-74. Hopkins against Jackson. Leans in, ball knocked away. Stolen by Jackson. Stolen back by McDonald. Bank shot, no good. Rebound, crashing the board. CSI, Drevnik. 3-on-1, Gomez against Rossum. Gomez, offensive foul. No, they call a block on Rossum. Rossum thought he got there. The official says, no, the feet were still moving. And Gomez will shoot 2. 87-74, Dixie, with McDonald missing the layup or the short bank shot. And suddenly CSI has the shot again. Dixie just could not get close. The rebounding just not strong enough against CSI tonight as Dixie's being beaten on the boards. And some easy shots that could get Dixie back in close, not going. 87-74, CSI by 13 and threatening to make it 15 again with 6:46 left in the game. Dixie brought it back within 12 and had a chance to get closer. And so the turnaround taking place again. Gomez is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Make it 3-for-3. Gomez, 19 points on the night. Averages just under 18 on the year, 88-74. CSI looking towards the century mark. Shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Rossum. So it's a 14-point advantage, 88-74. Rossum against Newman, gets away at the free throw line, goes to the baseline to McDonald, makes the move, running layup, no good. Rebound off the hands of Andrus, out of bounds to CSI. Once again, McDonald missed the layup. So Andrus misses two short jump shots, so does McDonald. And it's a 14-point advantage, CSI, with 6:31 left in the game. Dixie has had their chances to get back into it. And Ken Wagner hollering at the official. Into forecourt. Gomez wants to make the move. Backs out into three-point territory. Leaves it for Jackson. Jackson out in front against Hopkins. Whirls. Free throw line. Pass goes to the angle to Gomez. Shot up no good. Rebound Jackson. Back to the basket. Shot good. And the 5'11 guards makes it a 16-point lead again. 90-74. Hopkins underneath. Intended for McDonald. Knocked away. Knocked away from Andrus. Touched last by Gomez. Out of bounds to Dixie. And Dixie's inside game is non-existent in the second half. McDonald playing injured. Andrus struggling also. Inbounds. Baldwin to McDonald. McDonald free throw line. Fall away right hander up. Tapped away. It'll be a goaltend. Gomez took it off the rim. It would have been short. The basket is good. That 10 points on McDonald. 90-76. It would have been short. Gomez banged it off the rim, and when it touched the rim, that got the goals in. So Gomez, a misjudgment. Bounce pass underneath, goes to Drevnik, gets away, slams it home. 92-76. Dixie trading baskets again and can't afford to do it. Hopkins, timeout Dixie with 5:37 left in the game. 92-76, CSI back after this.
Steve Ogden.
Dixie looking much more cohesive as a team than they did against the BYU JV. But in the one similarity, Dixie dug too big a hole in the first half. Now they have 5 minutes and 37 seconds to come back from 16. Dixie has trailed by as much as 18, 17 in the second half. Brought it back within 7 early in the second half when Dixie was getting the board. But the boards have been reclaimed by CSI, and Dixie's offense stalls. 92-76, CSI with the lead, 5:37. left in the game. Ross against Joey Johnson to the baseline. Underneath it goes to Hopkins for the easy layup. Dixie getting the two-pointer back within 14, 92-78. Drevnik almost loses the ball. Gets it now to Keith Jackson. CSI trying to nurse the clock away now with that 14-point lead. Jackson down the lane to the baseline and goes to Newman. Cross-court pass deflected, but Drevnik gets it back to Gomez. Back to Drevnik. Drevnik playing much better against Dixie this time. To Keith Jackson. CSI to nurse the clock. 5:06 left in the game. To Drevnik against McDonald. Wants to make the move. Drevnik can't get the shot away. Foul will go to Faldmo. And Drevnik will shoot 1-1. Faldmo with his third personal. Dixie into a situation of trying to scrap now to get back. Pete Johnson has had his breather, so Johnson has had a great night for Dixie. 24 points, his third best outing of the year. Behind the 32 he had against CSI and the 27 against Los Angeles Valley College in the Pasadena tournament. Johnson back in. And to the free throw line, Eduardo Drevnik. Drevnik is 2-for-3 on the night. 16 second-half points, 18 on the night. And has wheeled and dealed underneath. 5 minutes exactly left in the game. First shot up, no good. Rebound, battling for it as CSI and Dixie comes up with it. Into forecourt, Rob Ross. Ross shovels to Roger McDonald, makes the move. Ball knocked away by Newman, saved by Rossum. Rossum backing in against Newman. Head fake, takes the 12-footer. Good, Clint Rossum. Rossum. With 11 second-half points, and the first time he's broken the 20-point barrier since back before Christmas. 92-80, Dixie back within 12 again and trying to make a run, but they have 4 minutes and 33 seconds to do it. Jackson gets it to Gomez. Gomez against Ross. Gomez makes the move in the lane. Gomez running left-handed layup, no good. Rebound, McDonald. Outlet pass comes to Ross. Ross directing traffic. Ross at the free throw line. Dishes cross court to Rossum. 3-point attempt up. Short. Long rebound brought to Newman. Newman to Jackson. Fast break. Jackson against Hopkins. Hopkins picks up his fourth personal. No way was Jackson going to get the shot. Hopkins thought he got the clean break and the clean block and he did with the hand, but the knees were up around shoulder level on Jackson and got the foul with the body. That's the fourth personal on Craig Hopkins. Darryl White into the lineup and Clint Rossum to sit down for a minute. Rossum, who is beginning to have those awesome nights again. White, who has had a decent night himself, back into the lineup. Shooting two, Keith Jackson is 3-for-3 on the night. Jackson would like nothing better than to can these two. Shot up and soft, no good. Jackson missed a free throw that might have won the ball game in St. George. But Keith Jackson, another outstanding night, a total of 15 points on the night, matching his total in St. George. 92-80. Second shot, Jackson up, soft and good, and Jackson now has 17 points. Timeout by television with 4:10 left in the game. 92-80. CSI out in front. Back after this. Back in Twin Falls, Idaho, where CSI, I think I gave the wrong score, 93-80, leads by 13. Some final scores. Colorado Northwestern has upset Rick College 84-75, and this one just in. College of Eastern Utah has defeated Utah Tech 87-79. So both Ricks and Utah Tech lost tonight. Snow College playing at Treasure Valley in North Idaho is idle, and those are the four teams that are vying for the last two spots in the regionals. Dixie and CSI will be here again. Full court pressure by the Golden Eagles. Dixie with the basketball, trailing by 13. Ross against Joey Johnson. Ross across the 10-second line. At the free throw line, ball knocked away. Ross gets it back. Dishes the jump pass to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins in the lane, double pumps, puts it up and in, and Craig Hopkins brings it back within 11. Hopkins, 6 points on the night. 93-82, Dixie scrambling. Pass goes to Newman all the way. Newman slams it home. Newman got behind the defense and traded the basket. Ross against Joey Johnson, puts it up. Blocked by Drevnik. Saved by CSI. Gomez with the basketball. And CSI about to put the ball game away. In the forecourt, it comes to Gomez. 95-82, baseline to Newman. Lays it up and in. Newman suddenly getting 7 second-half points, and Dixie struggling. 3-point attempt, Ross up, no good. Dixie down, just taking the shot, and that's it. And the CSI about ready to lock this one up. 3:12 left in the game, 97-82, back to that 15-point margin. Jackson to Joey Johnson. Ross reach-around foul. Johnson throws the ball at Ross, and Ross has his second personal, Joey Johnson, to shoot 1-1. Rob Ross talking to the official. 97-82. Dixie's offense never consistently in gear tonight, and a lot of that keyed from the rebound. Johnson at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. 3:05 left in the game. Dixie got it back within 12. Ross still talking with the official to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins now pushing Ross away. 3:05 left in the game. 97-82. It's back out to a 15-point lead as Dixie's been stung twice by CSI on slam dunk. Johnson trying to make it 17. First shot at the 1-1. Good. Johnson, first point of the second half, and CSI sensing the victory now. Karst back into the lineup. Going out is Drevnik, and CSI wants the ball handlers in there now. Drevnik getting a standing ovation, and deservedly so. 98-82. Dixie dug too big a hole, and CSI about to blow Dixie off the floor. Johnson, second shot up and good. 19 points for Johnson. 99-82, back to a 17-point advantage. Hopkins, running right-hander, forces the shot. No good. Rebound tapped around. Darryl White takes the free throw line jump shot and hits it. And White, 10 points on the night again. 99-84. Dixie has to put it up in a hurry and then hope for the trapping defense. Karst gets away to the baseline and goes to Joey Johnson against Ross. And Ross gets the third personal foul. Johnson to shoot free throws again. 2:44 left in the ballgame. 99-84. And CSI about to break the century mark once again. Dixie having their victory over CSI being avenged. Ross discussing with the official and the fans calling for a tee on Ross. Ross out. Ross and back in. 1-1 coming up for Joey Johnson. 19 points left for the game for Joey Johnson. 17 of them in the first half. Shot up by Johnson. Up and good. And down to the free throw shooting match, and it's CSI's game. 100-84 with 2:44 left in the game. Dixie, not quite there. Still an outside chance, but they're going to have to make it up in a hurry, and they haven't shown signs of that yet. Johnson, second shot up and good. And CSI dominated. Quickly in the forecourt. Baltimore wants to get it to Pete Johnson. Goes to Darryl White. Three-point attempt shot blocked by Joey Johnson. White gets it right back. Ball knocked away by Joey Johnson. Stolen by CSI. No. Lost out of bounds by Johnson. Out of bounds, 60. Joey Johnson blocks the three-point attempt and gets a standing ovation. Inbounds. It comes to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins against Jackson. It takes underneath. It goes to White. Misses the shot, and there will be a foul, I think, on Newman. White will shoot free throws. Suddenly, White was going up without the basketball, and Newman has his third personal. 101-84. 17-point margin again. And it's been all CSI. Collins in, Karst out. Darryl White to shoot a couple. Big smile on his face as he talks with the official about something. 101-84. 2:25 left in the game. Darryl White to shoot two. Has 10 points on the night. Shot up. Bounced it off to the right. Dixie is 2-4-5 this second half. So many times you can look at times that Dixie could have gotten back in the game and didn't. Second shot up and good. White with 11 points. Full court pressure. Scrambling pressure. Gomez in backcourt being chased by White. Jump pass into forecourt. Thrown away. Intended for Jackson. Dixie with the ball in backcourt. 101-85, 16-point margin. Dixie trying to make the last-minute rush. Baltimore to Hopkins. Hopkins gets the screen, goes right to the baseline, takes the jump shot up short, misses everything, into the hands of Newman. Double team in backcourt to Gomez, to Jackson. Here comes CSI, 2:05 left in the game. Jackson goes to Collins, loses the ball out of bounds. Dixie with the ball. 2:02 left. Dixie needs to get the ball back. Jackson to go out. Karst back into the lineup. Baltimore and Hopkins. More important for CSI on this victory than it is for Dixie. Hopkins to Johnson. Three-point attempt. Pete Johnson up. No good. Rebound. Battle four. Lost off the hands of Baltimore. Out of bounds for CSI. And that's the way the night has gone for Dixie. Gomez. Baseball pass inbound. Stolen by Baltimore. Stolen by Newman. Foul on Baltimore. Basket by Newman. Newman gets the 2 points. Palmo gets the foul, and that's his fourth. And Newman has a chance for the 3-point play. Newman, 9 points this second half. All coming down the wire, 103-85, back to that 18-point margin, and it's been CSI dominant. In the closing minutes, a minute 49 left, and Dixie trying to make it respectable, and the offense has fallen apart. And it's all keyed to the rebounding. When Dixie had the rebound, they got back in the game. Newman, shot up, short. And they say two-shot foul coming up for Newman. That it was intentional. So the basket was good, and Newman now will try to get the second half of the two-shot foul. That one is good. 19-point margin, 104-85. Hopkins into forecourt, goes right baseline, takes the 10-footer and hits it. Craig Hopkins with 8 points. 104-87, Fred Trinkle, who has gone 1-5 against Dixie, about to go 2-5. Both of the wins coming on this floor. And by big margin, to Collins, CSI with the basketball. Collins. Jump pass, cross court, goes to Gomez. A minute 25 left in the game. Back to Collins. 32 seconds left on the shot clock. And CSI to nurse it. It's all over, but the shouting right now on the final score. Newman has the ball knocked away by Faldmo. Gets it back. And now they call the foul on White on the reach-in. White with his third. A minute 16 left. 104-87. Dixie will fall into second place in the league. A half game behind CSI. We will go to 13-1. CSI with one league game left against Treasure Valley. Dixie with three league games left. And if it ends in a tie, Dixie will come in as the number one seed. Pete Johnson out, Rob Ross in, and so Dixie will go with the scrambling guard line. Newman has a free throw line. Shot is up and good. Newman now 3-for-6 from the free throw line. A total of 11 second-half points, 17 on the night, most of them coming down the wire here. 105-87, trying to make it a 19-point advantage again. Shot is up and good. Newman. 115 left in the game, 106-87. Ross into the corner. It comes to Rossum. Rossum double-team, trying to get the bounce pass to White. Does not. It goes to Ross, and they call a five-second count. The defense was there, and Rossum couldn't get it away. And Ken Wagner out talking. It's out of bounds to CSI. 106-87. CSI trying to go for the 21-point margin if they can. And CSI substituting. Wholesale substitutions now. Into the lineup, Sean Lasher, who was injured last time, getting in for the first time. Inbounds, Worski. Worski gets the ball. Reynolds, Collins. Double team on Collins. Pass comes to Karst with a minute one left. 106-87. CSI playing keep away to Lasher. Right side it goes to Reynolds. Reynolds to the baseline. Pulls up. Left-handed jump shot up. No good. Rebound. Darryl White against Dave Faldmo to Craig Hopkins. Into forecourt. Three-point attempt. Will only count two. The officials did not signal for it. And Hopkins picks up the foul on the rebound. Reynolds will shoot free throws. Hopkins with his fifth personal. And for the second consecutive game, Craig Hopkins fouls out. Into the lineup for the first time is Pat Clark, the tallest player for CSI at 6'9", native Idahoan, 106-87, and Reynolds to shoot 1-1. Has not scored yet in either of the two ball games. Did they call? No, they did not call it on Hopkins. They called it on Ross, and that's number four on Ross, so Hopkins does not foul out. Thought they were going to call it on Hopkins, but they called it on Ross. 45 seconds away from their second straight defeat, Dixie. Shot by Reynolds, up, and good. That makes it 20, 107-87. And CSI with just a plain good licking on Dixie. As Dixie made a run early in the second half. Shot up, and good. But never, ever able to overcome the margin. Hopkins tries to the basket. Bank shot, no good. Laid in by Darryl White. White with 13 points, a career high. Inbound, ball stolen. Is there a foul? They call a foul, apparently. Or do they call a technical on White for slapping the ball out of bounds? Apparently, the foul is a technical foul on Darryl White for slapping the basketball while the man out of bounds still had it. So it's CSI to shoot one and then to get the basketball. 108-87, 21-point lead. It should be 108-89. They have not counted the 2 points for Darryl White. Shot up and good by Lasher. It should be 109-87, it says now on the scoreboard, but did they take away the 2 points? It should be 109-89. Reynolds to Collins, foul on White. And White with his fourth personal. And to the free throw line. We'll go CSI again. It should be 109-89. It's all academic at this point. As Darryl White had the shot go in. Unless they call the technical after or during that shot. 31 seconds left in the ball game. Shot by Collins up. No good. Rebound Darryl White. White to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins drives to Rossum, to White. White puts it up and in. That one will count. So the official score now makes it 109-89. And so I guess the other 2 points by White will be phantom and will not count. It should be 91. But the official scorer has not picked it up. A chance for the three-point play for White. Now they get it. Second shot up and good. Or the free throw up and good. And so now they count it. 109-92. Inbound pass comes to Pat Clark. 22 seconds left. Shot up and good by Clark. Lays it up over the rim. Lost to Darryl White. 16 seconds left. White comes down. White in the lane. Puts it up wildly. Shot up no good by, or rebound brought down by Lasher. The reach-in foul will go to Fallsburg. Scramble right now, and all it is a matter of what the final score will be. 111-92. And CSI looking for that number one ranking. Into the lineup comes Pete Johnson with 9 seconds left in the game. Baltimore fouls out with 4 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and a total of 9 points. Sean Lasher, who hit the technical foul shot just a moment ago, looking for the 1-1. First shot is up and no good. Long rebound, tapped around. Did they call the foul on Lasher or Ron? I think they call it on Lasher. And shooting free throws will be Ross. Lasher with his first personal. And Ross to the free throw line. Ross is 0-for-1 on the night. Offense just has not been there. 7 seconds left in the game. 111-92. CSI has led by as much as 22 points. Ross. He's the first to get the second. Has the first. First point of the night for Rob Ross. 111-93. So Dixie really with one of their best offensive outputs in a while. The second shot up and good. And Ross with 2 free throws makes it 111-94. The last time Dixie scored 101 points was against the BYU JV in St. George. 5 seconds. Do they call the foul on Ross? Away from the action? Yes. And that's the 5th personal on Ross. Ross fouls out with 5 seconds left in the game. And that's the first time this year Rob Ross has fouled out. 111-94 to the free throw line goes Collins. Collins is 0-for-1 on the night. The band strikes up with the alma mater of CSI. And as Ross leaves, the band cheer. Collins will be shooting 2, I believe, as the foul is away from the action. Nope, they say 1-1. The official says 1-1. 111-94. 5 seconds left in the game. Craig Hopkins back in. Nope, now they signal 2. Collins to shoot a couple. Was 0-for-1 tonight. First shot up. No good. Rattles in, rattles out. 111-94. And CSI proving to be the better team tonight. As Dixie, so close to getting back into it, could never really get over the hump. And similar to the BYU JV loss, Dixie dug the hole too deep early. Shot up and good by Collins. 5 seconds left. Hopkins from behind midcourt hits off the front of the rim. That's the end of the ball game. Final score, 112-94, and CSI has avenged their loss in St. George. Did not let Dixie get back into the game this time. 112-94, the final. Stay tuned for postgame activity. Back in Twin Falls, Idaho, it's a doubleheader loss for Dixie Darrell as the women's team led at the half and ended up losing 65-55. Dixie College once again dug too big a hole in the first half, down by 18 at one point. in the first half, fell behind by 21 again, but this time it was late in the game. And that was all she wrote, as CSI, to get a ball club when they are shooting that well and controlling the board to come up with a victory against CSI at their home floor. As we visited with Fred Trinkle prior to the ball game, Trinkle said that he felt like his team was 20 points better at home. And it's proved to be that point. CSI winning by 18, 112-94, lost by 2 in St. George. And CSI bound to move up in the standings, maybe to that number one position after the victory tonight. The Rebels now will fall into second place in Region 18, a half game behind CSI. CSI has a game against Snow College tomorrow night. And then next week against Treasure Valley. If CSI wins those two, if Dixie can win against Treasure Valley tomorrow night, and then against Colorado Northwestern and CEU at home, then the Rebels will end up in a tie for first place with CSI. College of Southern Idaho will host the regionals, but Dixie will go in as the first place team, with the two teams having split on the year. Dixie never really getting things together. Their one point where they looked like they were going to get back into it was a case of Dixie getting the boards once again, and the tale was told on the boards, rebounding tonight. The defense was tough on both sides, but the rebounding, the big difference. CSI dominated, got the second and third shots during a stretch run in the first half that got CSI as much as an 18-point victory. And Dixie got back within 7 early in the second half, but could never get closer on the way back. And when they got back within 7, it was a case of Dixie getting the rebounds. When they lost it again, it was a case of the rebounding going back to CSI's favor. Final score again, 112-94. CSI wins. We'll take a look at the final scoring totals and hopefully a talk with Coach Ken Wagner after this.
Steve Ogden.
Back at Twin Falls, Idaho, where CSI has come up with a dominating victory by a score of 112-94 tonight over the Dixie College Rebels. There's no question about it. CSI came up with the victory tonight. That is CSI, the dominant team this time. That splits the series 1-1. Over the life of the series, now CSI leads at 16-11. Fred Trinkle picks up only his second win in 7 decisions against Dixie, and both of those coming by large margins on this gym floor. Dixie, if they expect to go back to Hutchinson, will have to do so through CSI, either beating College of Southern Idaho on this floor or coming up with a victory against the team that beats CSI on this floor. So it's going to be another match 2 weeks from tonight in regional play, and possibly 2 weeks from tomorrow, Dixie versus CSI for the third time this year. College of Southern Idaho wanted this one badly. They wanted to prove that they were not the type of team that could lose a 21-point advantage and then lose in double overtime. They played very well tonight, earned the victory, and mostly on the board. Let's take a look at the College of Southern Idaho scoring. Off the bench, Dale Karp hit 2 3-pointers in the first half, and that was part of that stretch drive by CSI that was the difference in the game. Sean Lasher played briefly late in the game, hit 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 1 point on the night. Keith Reynolds got his first points in 2 games against Dixie, 2 for 2 coming down the wire from the free throw line. Gerald Collins off the bench hit a couple of field goals, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, had a total of 5 points. Pat Clark played briefly in the game, late in the game, hit a basket for a total of 2. Bill Wersky hit a field goal, went 0 for 2 from the free throw line, and his 2 misses helped Dixie get back closer towards the end of the first half. Wersky with a total of 2 points on the night. As far as the starters were concerned, Joey Johnson was a real tough customer for Dixie in the first half, but non-existent in the second because of the foul trouble that Johnson developed. Joey Johnson finished the night with a total of 7 2-point field goals, 7 for 8 from the free throw line, and just kept putting the nails in the coffin coming down the wire. A total of 21 points on the night. That's opposed to a 17-plus point per game average on the season. So Johnson is 17 first-half points, part of CSI's strength tonight. Keith Jackson, seven field goals, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, a total of 18 points, and Keith Jackson having another great night. Jackson handling the press as well as any CSI guard has handled the press this year. Did a good job tonight. Eric Newman, who was shut down in the first half, finished with 7 field goals, 4 for 7 from the free throw line, a total of 18 points. Eduardo Drevnik finished with a total of 8 field goals on the night, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and a total of 18 points on the night, 16 of those points in the second half. And for Mauro Gomez, part of the story tonight, 7 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, finished with 3 for 4 from the free throw line and a total of 19 points. 5 men in double figures for CSI, and Coach Fred Trankel has to be happy with that. For Dixie off the bench, Rob Ross went 2 for 3 from the free throw line, fouled out of the ballgame for the first time this year with 5 seconds left and a total of 2 points. Dave Falmo off the bench, 4 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Darryl White, best offensive show of the year for Darryl. Hit 7 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 16 points on the night. As far as the starters were concerned, Craig Hopkins stuttered tonight, struggled a little bit, had some foul trouble, finished with 4 field goals, a total of 8 points. Roger McDonald struggled again tonight a little bit. He's been suffering somewhat illness-wise. Came up with 3 field goals, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points for Roger. Steve Andrus had his problems from the field tonight, went 3 for 6 from the free throw line, and a total of 3 points on the night. The two big kids for Dixie outside of Darryl White, Pete Johnson had another outstanding night for the Rebels, had his career-high 32 against the CSI last time. College of Southern Idaho just can't seem to handle Peter. 11 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, his third best outing of the year, 24 points. And Clint Rossum, for the first time since the Mount Sac game, went over the 20-point margin, hit 8 field goals, 5 of them, 3-pointers, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and 22 points on the night. Final score, CSI 112, Dixie 94. Let's take this break, and we'll be back with Coach Ken Wagner.
All home equity loan plans are not created equal.
They advertise no fees up front, but wait till you read the fine print.
Some home equity loan plans charge you a transaction fee every time you use your credit line.
A Zions Bank home equity line of credit ranging from $5,000 to $100,000 is available to those who have equity in their home. And while tax deductions on most other consumer loans will begin phasing out, interest on loans tied to your home is deductible, depending on IRS regulations.
At Zions Bank, there are no hidden costs. You simply pay 1% of your credit line to set up your account and cover appraisal, recording fee, and title insurance costs, plus a $35 annual fee.
And a 1% charge can be financed through your credit line. You only need to qualify one time.
And if you apply for your Zions Bank home equity credit line before April 15, 1987, your loan interest will be 2% below our standard home equity rate until June 30th, 1987. That means that today, you would pay 7.5% annual percentage rate. All home equity loan plans are not created equal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Periodic rates may vary.
112-94, the final. CSI comes up with a victory tonight, now goes to 28-1 on the year. Dixie drops to 26-2, but Coach Ken Wagner has to be disappointed, but still, your feelings after this game, obviously the disappointment.
Well, I'm disappointed that we lost. I felt we had chances to get back in the game and didn't shoot the balls very well. And, you know, all I can say is they ought to be thrilled with the fouls tonight. You know, they got 11 more free throws down there in St. George, and they were complaining about that tonight. And I thought they were very liberal. You know, they were riding us down the court and no calls, and we'd tap them and the whistle would blow. And so I think they ought to be real thrilled about that and hope they're not complaining this time about the officiating.
Part of the story seemed to be rebounding tonight.
Well, I thought they really did a good job on the boards, and I felt there were some adjustments we needed to make early. We were playing just like we wanted to and then put up some bad shots and had some turnovers, and immediately they jumped out on us. We brought it back to 9, and then in the second half came down to 7 and had a chance to bring it to 5. You know, any of those situations were times when we could get back into it, even with 2 or 3 minutes to go in the game. You know, we brought it to 90, or about 4 minutes, 5 minutes to go in the game. It was 92-80 and had a few opportunities. So I thought we did a lot of good things, but we obviously need to make some adjustments. But the one thing I do know is that we really feel confident that we can play them here tough in regionals if we get that chance.
When we talk about the rebounds, it seems like when CSI had them, they had the lead. When Dixie had them, you had the run at CSI.
Well, that's true, and we just need to do a better job on the boards.
Offense, we talked prior to the ball game that you said that there were roles that were being taken again, kids getting back into their original roles, but you're not sure if it could be turned around in one game.
Well, I thought we did some good things about doing that. I thought Clint shot the ball with a lot of confidence, and Pete and Roger did a good job getting some shots. But we need to hit the easy shots. We can't afford them. We missed a lot of easy inside stuff, and we have to do that and move the ball better.
CSI cannot handle Pete Johnson.
Well, they have a pretty tough time with him, and, you know, I thought he had four or five traveling calls on him, and I think we may have had eight or nine during the game, and it's amazing when they have two international players that two-step all the time that they didn't have one.
Gomez, on the other hand, good shooter. He can shoot that outside shot. He almost needs 4 points on some of them.
He really did. The first one he hit of the game was about 6 feet outside the three-point line. And, you know, he had a very good game for them.
Then you look at Clint Rossum. He drilled 5 three-pointers tonight.
Well, Clint played well, and they were really physical and bumping him all the way down the court, and the same thing with our point guards. And so it's a situation where, you know, we have to keep our heads and play well and not get in a hurry.
Eric Newman had 17 points on the night, and many of them late, right when CSI needed them to keep you at bay, but you kept him under control pretty well all night. Only 6 points in the first half, and he didn't get the ball that often.
Well, I thought we did a pretty good job on Eric, and he still got some awfully good boards, but we need to make sure we, you know, next time we come here, the things we really have to do is rebound a lot better, and then offensively, we just can't turn it over like we did.
Guard defense, your press still seems to bother CSI on occasion.
Well, I thought we bothered them at times, but other times they really, you know, did a good job of getting it up the court. And we need to, when they do that, we have to be in position to take a charge a lot better.
Joey Johnson, when he gets underneath, he can hurt people, but you kept him under control second half.
Well, he really hurt us in the first half, and then the second half, I thought we did a great job on him. But once again, you know, it's a situation you can't allow yourself to get down like we did. It's just too tough in a situation right here, especially if you don't get some breaks that you need in order to catch up.
You mentioned before the interview that when we were talking that for CSI, the game in St. George really wasn't as important as it was for Dixie. And up here, just the reverse. This game really wasn't as important for Dixie as it was for CSI.
No, they needed to beat us to tie for the league championship, and so it was critical for them. But now we really are in a situation, and we talked about in the locker room, we've got to be ready to play tomorrow night. We can't afford any more losses now because we want to win the league championship.
If this ends up in a tie, you go in as the number one seed in the region.
From the way we understand the way it is, because they're hosting, we should be the number one seed.
And yet there's still a scramble underway for that third and fourth position. Rick's losing tonight, Utah Tech losing tonight.
They both lost tonight. Well, that's a surprise. Who lost where?
Rick's losing at Colorado Northwestern, 84-75. CU got Utah Tech, 87-79. And you have CNCC and CU next week.
Boy, that's a tough situation. That really means there could be a four- or five-way tie for third and fourth if everything, you know, goes well. And then again, for us, it'll be tough. If they get their momentum and beat both those teams, they'll really be excited.
North Idaho looks like they're almost certain to get into that number three position.
Well, they have two tough road games. They have to beat Utah Tech at Utah Tech and Rick's at Rick. And so they're all within striking distance there.
This is really proving to be as tough a league in basketball as the Western States Football League is in football, isn't it?
Well, it is. Just like one guy said tonight, there were, you know, 9 or 10 major college coaches here, and 3 or 4 of them were there at the locker room. They just said it's too bad that both teams can't go to Hutch because, you know, we haven't seen any better teams anyplace in the country. But, you know, I think that just is a big challenge for us to come back here and be able to beat them here on their own, in their own gym.
Darryl White,
is now a confident offensive player. Well, Darrell's playing very well. It's going to be hard to keep him out of the lineup.
We talked about some of the negative things that took place tonight. What are some of the good things that you felt?
Well, I thought, like I told you, I thought our team attitude is very good, and I told you it may take a couple of weeks to get back in stride. But we did a lot of good things and had our chances and played them fairly tough here. With just a break or two, we could have been right back in it.
Treasure Valley tomorrow night. Good shooting ball club. At least Ed Gorter is.
Well, they are, and we can't afford to get in foul trouble over there. We need to play hard right from the very beginning and have a great game.
Need the victory tomorrow.
We really do. We have to win our last three, like I said. And with CNCC and CEU winning, those are big, big wins for them. And really put Utah Tech and Ricks better win tomorrow night or they're really in trouble.
Coach Ken Wagner, condolences on the loss. I don't sense that you're all that downhearted. I get a feeling of a lot of hope and anxiousness to get back up here.
Well, you know, I hate to lose. It's not very fun, but at the same time now I'm just that much more excited to be able to get back in and get another crack at her.
The groundwork is being laid, right?
Well, it is, and we have to be careful that we don't overlook any of the teams coming. We have to get better. And then we also need to make sure, I think, that first game in the regional is going to be a very key game.
Whoever you face.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be a tough one.
Coach Ken Wagner, condolences again on the loss, and we'll try to get tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Dixie coming up with the loss, the second loss on the year.